Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When was Jesus most manly? How can Jesus be God and man? We asked a question in our Courageous Men's Group last Thursday. When was Jesus most manly? Have you ever thought of that? He grew up a carpenter and also worked with rock. He must have been pretty buff. He walked over 1,000 miles in 3 years. He drove 200 men from the temple with a whip. He saved the life of a woman caught in adultery. Who would stand today in Christ's name to an angry crowd? The night in Gethsemane, they sent a troop to capture him. He went to the cross like a lamb without a whimper, like a sheep. His last act was to say, "John, take care of my mom." 100% man, 100% God. Was he able to pull on his divinity to get over the edge of some of these harder tasks or miracles? Have you reconciled that within yourself? How can Jesus be God and man? Let's talk about that. The doctrine of the Trinity is the doctrine of the Incarnation, that Jesus Christ is God and man, yet one person, forever. J.J. Packer has said, "Here are two mysteries for the price of one. Two natures, but one man. The plurality of persons within the unity of God, and the union of the Godhead and manhood in the person of Jesus Christ." Nothing in fiction is so fantastic as is this truth of the Incarnation. The early church considered the Incarnation to be one of the most important truths of our faith. Because of this, they formulated what has been known to be called the Chalcedonian Creed, a statement that sets forth what we are to believe and what we are not to believe about the Incarnation. From October the 8th to November the 1st, in the year 451, in the city of Chalcedon, it was agreed that Jesus had two natures in one person. Since that day, all major branches of Christianity have agreed upon it. These are the five major truths that summarize that council. 1. Jesus has two natures. He is God and man. 2. Each nature is full and complete. He is fully God and fully man. 3. Each nature remains distinct. 4. Christ is only one person. 5. Things that are true of only one nature are nonetheless true of the person of Christ. A proper understanding of these truths clears up much confusion and many difficulties that we may have in our minds. How can Jesus be both God and man? Why doesn't this make him two people? How does his incarnation relate to the Trinity? How could Jesus have hungered in Matthew 4:2 and died in Mark 15:37 when he was on earth and yet still be God? Did Jesus give up any of his divine attribute in the Incarnation? Why is it inaccurate to say that Jesus is a part of God? Is Jesus still human now? And does he still have his human body? Jesus has two natures, God and man. He is both God and man. Let's look at each nature accordingly. Jesus is God. The Bible teaches that Jesus is not merely someone who is a lot like God, or someone who has a very close walk with God. Rather, Jesus is the Most High God himself. Titus 2:13 says that as Christians we are looking for the blessed hope in the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. Upon seeing the resurrected Christ, Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God," John 20:28. Likewise, the book of Hebrews gives us God the Father's direct testimony about Christ. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." And the Gospel of John calls Jesus the only begotten God in John 1:18. Another way the Bible teaches that Jesus is God is by showing that he has all of the attributes of God. He knows everything. Matthew 16:21, Luke 11:17, and John 4:29 is everywhere. John 18:20, in 28:20, and in Acts 18:10 have all power. Matthew 8:26 and 27, and there's a few other scriptures. Revelation 1:8, he depends on nothing outside of himself for life. John 1:4, he rules over everything. Revelation 1:5, he never began to exist and never will cease to exist. John 1:1 and 8:58, and is our creator. Colossians 1:16. In other words, everything that God is, Jesus is, for Jesus is God. Specifically, Jesus is God the Son. Tomorrow, let's take a deeper look at why Jesus is 100% man. But in order to have a more complete grasp of Christ's incarnation, it's necessary to have some sort of understanding of the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity states that God is one being, and that this one God exists as three distinct persons. This truth means, first of all, that we must distinguish each person of the Trinity from the other two. Ponder this in your heart over the next couple of days. Finally, on Labor Day, we honor American workers who contribute to the strength, prosperity, and the well-being of our country. Jesus commands us to rest from work, to recharge and rest. But let us first honor him with a focus to put him first, to thank him for whatever we have. Remember to worship him for who he is. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.